next Monday, May 4th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is the Alex Jones Rebel Network.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
But if you want to find hell with me, I'm going to show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your life. But if you want to find hell with me, I'm going to show you what it's like.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. I'm here, your embattled chronicler, Alex Jones, coming to you from alexjoneslive.com. And on all the radio and TV satellites beaming out to over 460-plus radio stations, over 100 cable stations, and over 200 UHF and VHF blasting out over Rumble at the Alex Jones Show, on X at Real Alex Jones, on the network site at AJN Live. Those are the coordinates of the ongoing human revolution against tyranny, of populism, and of total natalism in God's plan. And I salute all of you that have joined us on this live transmission. As you can notice, I'm emboldened by all the attacks, because I know I'm over the target. Just as my father's father in World War II, they didn't have radar on the planes. They had it back at the bases, and they needed to fly into the flak. The enemy guns firing up artillery shells that exploded with shrapnel, because that's where the factories and the bases and the troops were. They were ordered to attack. So I steer into the flak. I steer in to the enemy fire, because I am looking for a confrontation. Like John Paul Jones said, when he was asking for his command, which he was given in the U.S. Navy and really became the founder of it. He said, I only want the fastest ships, and I only want to go straight into action. And I will join, because he was already a hero and a badass. And that's where I'm at. I only want the fastest ships and orders to go directly into combat in the information war. Well, we're, how many days are we now? We're now 66 days into this grand fiasco. It was supposed to end in 3 to 4 days. Netanyahu and the Mossad told Trump. And now you notice that didn't happen. Now missiles fired at Dubai, reportedly most of them intercepted. Reportedly more coming in. And less than 10 hours after Trump ordered the U.S. Navy to go on the Strait of Hormuz, he already ordered them a month ago, but they refused. Trump fired the head of the Navy. That's because they're in range of the artillery and the missiles. It's only 12 miles wide at the narrowest point. And they don't need dolphins to blow up our ships or even mines. They have missiles and artillery. That's why our ships were staying back hundreds of miles away. Well, now Trump got new leadership of the Navy, and he ordered the ships in to, quote, help get the ships blocked out. And reportedly, the Iranians put 2 missiles into a large U.S. warship. That's being denied, but the Pentagon denied all the other attacks that were successful before. But international news, including in Europe, is reporting it did indeed happen. And we know this, the strait is closed right now, and Iran is in control. It's killing the economy, just as all the experts warned Trump. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with this and so much more. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. Do it now. The tyrants hope you don't. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. the CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. This is not a spectator sport. This is an information war. Share those live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, AJN on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and everywhere else. Refeed them, blast them out, however you want. Tell folks about that local radio station you're listening to, or that local cable station you're watching us on. Because you are everything when you decide to take action and tell those you share the links with to share them, and those they share them to share them. It creates the chain reaction. All right, it is Monday, the fourth day, ladies and gentlemen, of May 2026. We are now 4 days into the shutdown of the mighty Infowars.com and the studios. Infowars.com has been around over 27 years. Wikipedia says 2019 was really started in 2017. I mean, 1997, hard to get the day straight. So that's really 30 years, but whatever. Let them say 27. They go, you're in the 27 Club. It lived as long as all these famous rock stars like Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison and the rest of it. No, it died at 30. But the point is we're 4 days into the launch of AlexJonesLive.com. So obviously we've been trending the top of X and everywhere else. Millions and millions a day of new listeners. More than that, just pouring in. Upwards of 8 million to 9 million people visiting AlexJonesLive.com each day since we launched. Very, very exciting. Thanks to all of you spreading the word. So there we have a Monday emergency broadcast. Iran claims two missiles successfully struck U.S. warship at Strait of Hormuz hours after Trump ordered U.S. ships to enter. Meanwhile, Iran fires more missiles at Dubai as war explodes into high gear. Watch the censored show here and please share it. So I had some guests today, but I'm working on friendly moving them to tomorrow, but just because I think we need to take some calls here and also have so much news and so many important things to get to that I think we're going to need the time, but we'll see. I might have Matt Bracken or somebody on, military expert, or Michael Yon, super expert on the Straits and all of that, but in the fourth hour, but we'll see, because I'm loaded for bear. I'm super prepared. I've had so many huge subjects. The AI globalist takeover has really come to a head. The biggest developments ever, a whole cluster of them. I'm going to spend some substantive, important time. We really know what's going on. We'll get to that later in a few hours. We're obviously going to get into 66 days into Israel's war that they drug us into with Iran and the disastrous developments minute by minute happening, just as all the experts predicted, which Israel knew what they were doing, lying to Trump about this, giving him fake intelligence. That's all confirmed. Will he extricate himself from this trap? We'll see. That's designed to kill his recovery and bring in the Great Reset so the Rothschilds and BlackRock and the rest of them can have their cake and eat it too. We're going to be getting to all of that. We have Bill Gates on record funding weaponized GMO tick research with Lyme's disease around the country. And then wherever these research centers are, people then find these boxes full of baby ticks just pouring out all over the place. And suddenly the Lone Star tick is spreading all over the country in places it never was just a few years ago. And it's got weaponized Lyme's disease in it that is even stronger and then gives you alpha-gal syndrome where you can't ever eat red meat again and it can even kill you. And then magically, don't worry, Bill Gates' lab-grown meat won't do that to you. So you see his business model. And he's been caught before releasing GMO mosquitoes in Brazil and in Florida, all over Latin America and the U.S. It's just incredible. He was behind all the poison shots, all of it. This guy is the chief eugenics officer of the New World Order, as his father and mother were, heading up the World Depopulation Society, the World Eugenics Society, when it was handed to them by the head of the IBM when he died, Thomas Watson, who was the architect of the Nazi Germany and its Hollerith IBM machines and all the rest of it. He was given one award that not even Hitler ever got by Hitler himself for the great work he did. Just know that. The ADL tells you if you don't want your country open to third world populations and don't want your daughter raped and don't want to be told you're bad because you're white, you're really a Nazi. Or if you don't want to destroy Iran and have World War III, you're a Nazi. But if you actually support real depopulation and poisoning everybody, then, there's nothing from the ADL, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, the real attacks that are going on. And all we know is they released these GMO mosquitoes that's supposedly going to cure you from malaria. They're going to give you the vaccine whether you like it or not. Well, that right there violates the Nuremberg Code of informed consent. It's punishable by death under the law, the Geneva Convention. But then they spin it. Okay, well, all this horrible malaria that happens to sterilize you on top of it exploded everywhere he released these mosquitoes. But, he's not behind it. It's not his fault. So I got a big stack on that. This is a big, big deal. Then we have all these papers from the UN and the WEF saying just 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year, we need to release ticks on people that bite you with alpha-gal, like the Lone Star tick. He says, like the Lone Star tick, and then you won't be able to eat beef anymore, and that'll save the earth because cow farts are bad. So they would tell you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and again, last year, what they're going to do. Yeah, here's one of the little guys at the WEF right there. By the way, the WEF just had another meeting last week, and John Kerry said we need to censor everybody in Europe and America for the New World Order because if people have a chance to listen to other ideas, well, we can't control their minds. Very nice people. And, of course, I told you before COVID was released, I told you once it was out what was happening. I told you that it would be the shot that erased your immune system and cause infertility and blood clots and all the rest of it because they had tested COVID-19 under an Obama initiative that they created the bioweapon in 2014, 15, 16, and became a huge scandal. So we already knew all about it before it even happened. And now it's all come out in Congress that they knew it didn't work. They knew it hurt you. They knew it killed millions. And Fauci's top advisor has been indicted for lying about gain of function, destroying evidence. But the statute of limitations is up in just 11 days on lying to Congress. But it's not up on war crimes and bioweapon attacks and all that. There's no statute of limitations, but we need to get him on lying to Congress. It's cut and dry. That's what Senator Paul put out a letter last night saying he's not letting this go. Fauci needs to be indicted right now. So, yeah, the key aspects of Gates-funded tick research, targeted purpose. And, of course, then he Trojan horses it and then has all his tick research around the country where the ticks didn't exist before, and then magically you wonder why the ticks are spreading everywhere. It's the same story over and over again. How ticks became bioweapons. How the CIA took syphilis and put it into ticks at Plum Island off New York City. How it then accidentally escaped and created modern Lyme disease. That's confirmed that they created Lyme disease. Now they've just souped it up again. OAP, no meat allergy caused by ticks is not tied to Gates Foundation on the program. Here's why. Just like AP told you back at the time, no, Bill Gates is involved and Chapel Hill's not involved and Dr. Barrick's not involved. And Peter Daszak's not involved at Wuhan, and it turned out they ran the whole operation and moved it from North Carolina when it got exposed. So it's the same story over and over. Oh, how to control ticks through biotechnology. And then what do they load into the ticks? Yeah, I'm already kind of covering this, but that's coming up later. I'm going to do a deep dive on it. The crew's doing a great job pulling all this up. What a nice man. But just remember, he says he wants to depopulate you at TED Talks, wants to kill grandma, and wants euthanasia. But he wants you to take a shot because he wants you to live forever, doesn't want you to die. There's too many people, but he's got a shot for you because he really cares about you. And his dad and mom co-chaired the World Eugenics Society for depopulation. That became the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They even had award ceremonies right when they set the official new foundation name up. Well, he did it in 2000, but it was a 2002 award dinner, and they're giving him an award at his own event for the Bill and Melinda Gates Population Control Organization. So they still were at the gala giving you the proper actual name. And of course, the number one cause of polio worldwide is vaccines, and that's always the Bill and Melinda Gates program that causes it with the live polio vaccine. And I remember when my older children were still little, it was the biggest pediatric clinic in Austin. He owned them all over the city. And he was like, wouldn't push vaccines. So if you Googled it, you know, where is a clinic where they won't try to make my kid take a shot? Because most pediatricians will fire you, or at least back then, say, you know, you can't come here if you don't. So I found this place, and my kids went there. And one time, he had a bunch of doctors working for him. But I guess he heard I was there or something. Because one doctor's in there, and he kind of pushes him out of the room and says, oh, hi, I'm the owner, or such and such. He was an old man then. He comes in, big guy. He goes, I just want you to know that I used to run the city program for taking care of poor kids in East Austin, Hispanics and blacks, up until the mid-90s, and I want you to know something. We were giving them 1950s and 1960s live polio vaccine that was outlawed, and all of it had SV40 and all sorts of other cancer viruses in it. And I know what you're saying is all true, and I stood up to the city and you know, made them scrap it. And I go, well, great. And then he's a big guy. He grabs me by the bicep. All of a sudden, he realized what he'd done. He goes, he squeezed me pretty hard. If he wasn't telling me something important, I'd have probably popped him. You know, big old guy grabs me by the arm and squeezes. He goes, don't you tell anybody I told you that. And I went, well, you didn't say it was off record, but no, I'm not going to say your name. He goes, no, I want you to know it. I want you to know you're right. I can't believe they did that. And so I get this big ass, like 6'6" doctor, old man grabbing your arm. It's like, but I mean, that's how real this is, folks. But I don't need you to just believe him. I have all the documents, and my own grandmother died at 93. Beauty queen, so sweet, so smart. And married my grandfather, wonderful lady. And she goes in and gets her second polio vaccine and gets paralyzed and almost had to put her in an iron lung. She was in a wheelchair and crutches the rest of her life. Excruciating pain. Ate half the nerves in her body. And she just told me, oh, yeah, well, the doctor was nice, and I forgive him. It's a mistake of the medical system. He said, oh, yeah, well, a bunch of people are paralyzed. You know, the main cause of polio is a bad vaccine. So, I mean, my own grandmother. I mean, folks, this is massive. They just train us to take this crap, and I'm sick of it. You know, I have a tendency to say, let me tell you what's coming up. And that's where we're actually getting into it all. But I'm going to go deep dive on all this. You know what's going on. These people love it. They love maiming you and killing you, and it's all a big sick joke. And now it's all come out in Congress, what I told you, hard to believe, 6 years ago, with top experts. I mean, oh, let me call Dr. Boyle that wrote the U.S. and Chemical and Biological Weapons Treaties and was the head U.N. war prosecutor and has all the sources, has the same Ph.D., the only ones given a year from Harvard that Henry Kissinger set up. To teach only one person a year that graduates how the New World Order really works. But he was doing it covertly and turned against them immediately. In fact, they never even said you got to pledge allegiance to us. He had all the top grades, two other degrees when he went to Harvard. went to the right places, you know, Chicago Business School, all that stuff. And so they just figured he was one of them, Francis Boyle. He died last year. And he was just there waiting the whole time to come after the rest. And everything he said in January and February 2020, before any of it was out, every bit of it was all true. Because he had all the sources, folks. He knew what was going on. He was an insider. But a spy of humanity inside the devil system from the beginning. And that's why I talk about him all the time, because he was just such a treasure. And that's how we knew so much of this, with so many other insiders, too. It's like Dr. Rima Labo was taking care of heads of state, royalty, you name it. And they're like, no, don't tell anybody. Well, they just thought she knew, because she was, they're like, because, you know, her husband was the head of the army and all this other stuff. Oh, it's so sad we have to kill all of them, but it's for the earth. 90% must die. And, you know, they're going to take the shot when we release the pandemic. And then, of course, that will release their immune system. And then they'll all slowly die. It's so sad. Then we go on international TV and tell everybody about it in 2009. And then you all saw it happen, just like she said. I mean, that's the thing. That's why they want us off the air, folks. That's why they create these caricatures with Howard Stern and Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert and all these new comics that they finance to come out and attack us and try to steal our identity and say they're trying to do it, is because that they think is their only hope, is to confuse people, put out a bunch of nonsense with our logo and try to talk like me. They really got like a Alabama, Louisiana combined accent. We can't even get the accent right. This is a Texas accent, son. Nothing against, I like the accents of the South. It's just, you don't even know what the different ones sound like, dumbass. You don't know what an East Texas accent sounds like from a West Texas accent. You don't know what a North Texas accent sounds like from a South Texas accent. I do. I can tell somebody. I know where you're from. Because white Southerners that are born and raised, say, in far South Texas, they're around Hispanics all the time that are more cowboy than the Anglos. That's where the cowboy hats and all that stuff comes from, is them, adopted from Spain. When they came over, that's all out of Spain, folks. The leather boots, the chaps, the whole nine yards. And I remember one time there was some New Yorkers down here. And I took them out to a barbecue place, and they saw these Mexicans come in with cowboy hats and boots and all this stuff. They go, why are the Mexicans dressed like Texans? And I was like, no, the Texans are dressed like the Mexicans. But these people don't know anything. But I don't know why I was going down that path with that story. Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. I don't know why I was telling that story, but. Oh, accents. None of these guys can ever get a Texas accent to try to copy one. They always do like an Alabama one, but it's not right. It's bizarre. But if you take an Oklahoma original accent, it sounds like a Texas accent, but there were so many more Native Americans. It's got a little bit of that to it. That's how I can tell. Oh, you're from Oklahoma. Would you grow up by a reservation? Yeah, how do you know that? Well, I don't have to go to school to be a linguist. I just hear it. It's like you hear something, you go, oh, that's that type of jazz. Or you hear, oh, that's blues. Or, oh, that's hard rock. Or that's 70s rock. Or that's, you know. Oh, wait, is that Russian classical? How did you know? I just got that Russian sound. First time I heard, we call it Ice Cream Trucks. I forget the name of it. It's like a 70s Russian science fiction movie. And it got adopted into, we play a modern techno version. And the first time I heard it, my cousin was a DJ. And we were at a big club. He was running a rave. And I'm like in college. And I said, is that Russian? He goes, how do you know that? I said, it's got a Russian sound. It's like when I'd hear a French composer, I listen to so much classical music, I go, is that a French composer? Even if I didn't know the composer, like, yeah, that's a, because they'd usually be ripping off some other French composer. And you could tell German composers as well. Like when we play Beethoven or we play, you know, any of that stuff, you can tell. But side issue. So that's how my brain works. I start thinking about these comics all attacking me. Now they can never get the accent right. But that's okay. And see, that's the thing about authenticity. Is people that have been around something, they know the real thing because that's where they're from. That's why they want to destroy all culture and everything, so that we all are divided. Atomized is the term they use. Don't know where we came from, so we don't know where we're going. So I've kind of been waxing here. Because I left it all in the field with InfoWars, fought them as hard as I could. They're still losing. It's completely blown up in their face. I don't just put a good face on that. It really has. They filed Friday 7 accusations of crimes they say I committed to the state court, Supreme Court, and all of it certifiably easily disproven. So now we have all these huge causes of action. And so I'm just watching. That's how God always works. Is if you're just steadfast and fight the tyrants and trust in God, in the end, the bad guys always get it. And then just watching our numbers explode at alexjoneslive.com, and the radio stations are all calling up. Oh, we want to carry even more of your shows. When are you going to get other shows back on? We want those. I mean, I've just never seen, with all the persecution we've been through and all the stuff that's happened, I've never seen such a deep outpouring of support and love. And I just see, you know, God working in mysterious ways yet again. And this crew, everything they've done, they are so amazing. Without them, none of this could have happened. And then and the crap they've been through and the listeners, I'm so thankful to you. I'm just in a really good mood. Even friends and family are like, man, you look like 5-10 years younger than last week under all this stress. What's going on? Why are you skipping around and singing and singing in the shower and stuff? Well, it's just because the more I do this, the more I fight tyranny. I already have an instinct to do it. I love doing it. But it just gets better and better and better. And it's just good to be on God's team and not the devil's team. And to see how pathetic our enemies are, I actually feel sorry for them. So we're going to go to break here in a couple minutes, 3 minutes, and I'm going to get my head screwed on straight. And I'm going to get out of all the nostalgia of InfoWars and what's coming in the future and all those things that are happening and just drill into why you tune in. Because I don't want to just talk about how we were right 65, 66 days ago when this new war started, how it was designed to bring us down, how I predicted years ago. That's how they tried to take Trump down into administration. I can't believe he took the bait. He didn't in the first term. Eric Prince shook his head the day it started. We played the clip. Military expert at so many levels from the ground up. He said, I can't believe he did it. Now that it's going to fail, they're going to want boots on the ground. First, they'll block the strait. Then we'll have to send in ships. They'll be attacked. Then we'll have to take the shores. And this is just a total setup. I can't believe he did it. He's got to declare victory and pull out now and just say we're taking out some of their weapons. But when we said that to just Trump, it's not going to work. Israel's going to keep telling you, like a degenerate gambler, keep betting. And you'll come out on top. And now Israel government's saying, Trump, if you fail now, no one will ever trust you again. And you'll be known as the guy that lost the Iran war. You're already known as that. He said on Friday, the war's over. They've given up. They made no such statement. And by the middle of the night, he's like, I've greenlit Israel to hit them. We're going to hit them huge. The deal's over. Total war. And it goes on and on. That's 30 times he said the war is over. 12 times he said the strait is open. And look, they're like, they have no more Navy, no more weapons. Oh, they have dolphins. They don't even have a dolphin program. We have the biggest one in the world. We're the ones that have them, the Russians, to plant mines on stuff. So are the Chinese. But we're the king daddies of it. Oh, they're hurting dolphins. They're blowing up baby dolphins and all that stuff. Just propaganda. They don't need that. They've got thousands of pieces of artillery and missiles there that can shoot right down on the ships if they try to go through there. They got close-range, high-powered weapons. Ah! Yeah, there's the evil Iranian dolphins attacking. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing him. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I told you no guests today unless I could get Michael Yon. And he is woke up for us. He's in Japan, 2 a.m. Former decorated Green Beret, known hands down as the most prolific combat photographer ever, spending decades in war zones around the world, including with the U.S. military. and the Iran war. We're in day 65 going into day 66 right now. All of his predictions for years on our show about the Strait wars, and that as soon as they moved to close the Strait, if we attacked Iran, that we wouldn't be able to open it without a total ground invasion, which is a total trap. Israel knew that. They lied to us on the intelligence. Now different systems and groups are moving to close other major choke points. A new world war is here. You can call it whatever you want. The CIA called World War III the Cold War. They're officially calling this in the Pentagon World War IV. I know that uneducated people that are illiterate on geopolitical military affairs, like Mark Levin, have a heyday with that trending the last few months, that I'm an insane person and tomorrow we'll be in World War VIII. But we are in World War IV, according to the Pentagon, the CIA, in their own documents. They're not really broadcasting that, but that's in the official white papers. And this is a total and complete trap. They're now admitting the ship got attacked. They're not giving details. First, the Pentagon was denying that. Trump last night ordered the Navy in. A month ago, he ordered them in to, quote, shepherd ships being blocked out. And then the Navy said they're going to take us out with their missiles, even short-range and artillery. It's a death trap, only 12 miles wide. So they got rid of the Secretary of the Navy, and now they've sent ships in. That part's confirmed. The Iranians reportedly hit a cruiser with two missiles. It left. We've looked at the map there. There is no U.S. warship in there up close. And then a bunch of missiles got fired at Dubai in the UAE. So this is all going on. Trump said on Friday the war was over. Then by the next day, he said, no, now we're going to total war. He's done that 30 times. This is insane. And now we're seeing the aftershocks in the economy, not just with oil and gas and energy, but with 30% of the world's fertilizer cutoff. Michael Yon, thank you so much for joining us. We'll put your Substack on screen. People can find your great reports and articles. But, wow, I know you're not happy to be totally vindicated in spades. But we predicted this. We're right. It's happened. We're deep into this now. Now he's getting ready ground troops to, quote, secure the Strait. Only 20,000, 15,000 Army, mainly Rangers and airborne, and then 5,000 Marines. I've got that in the articles. And so we're sleepwalking into total disaster. We got briefed last week on a ground invasion. We know the head of the Army said you got to have 100,000 troops, so he fired him. Michael, this doesn't look good. With all of your geopolitical understanding, military background, A-team, you know, Green Beret, training for all these type of scenarios, give us the larger quantification of where we are in the big picture, and then zero in on where this is going. And then, because we've been right about the past, no reason to recap that. And then what we should do as American people and others to somehow get Trump to not be held hostage by Netanyahu so he can hold us hostage. I think that's really the question, is what do we do? Michael Yon.
Right. Yeah, I'm in Japan now. I'm in my library. I haven't even left today. I've been looking at the big picture. And so I don't even pay attention to Trump. He's a waste of time. You know, Alex, I mean, I think you know that better than anybody on the planet. But they're clearly trying to put us into famine. And this is, you know, they don't care if we lose a ship. I think they want that. In fact, I published that before the missile strike today, that I think they want to see our ships get sunk.
Before the war began, and we got to find the clip, you said they want to get an aircraft carrier, a ship sunk, like the Lusitania, to pull us fully in. And thank God the Navy's been saying no, but now they're following his order, it looks like.
Yeah, and just before this missile strike, I said they're probably trying right now to get it shot right now. I just put it on Twitter just a few hours ago before this came up. So, I mean, it's kind of obvious what they're doing, you know, when you stay. Alex, I mean, how many times have you said it? It's really easy if you just maniacally study for years on end, 7 days a week, and read what they write and listen to what they say and then watch what they're doing. And then it's almost feels like cheating to then predict what they're going to do next. I think they're going to end up closing the Strait of Malacca as well. And that's why we spend so much time over there looking at Strait of Malacca.
And that's even more important. Explain that. That's in Asia.
Right. And I think also the Turkish Straits. But Malacca, when it comes, it's clear that they're trying to actually put China into famine. And not just China, but the United States as well, and Russia. I don't know if they're going to be able to famine Russia, but it's clear that they're going. the Zionists are using the United States against China and Russia, and using China against the United States. And I mean, it's the normal get everybody to man in the middle type thing, right? And so, meanwhile, the Israelis are popping out to Patagonia and Philippines and Thailand and Panama and United States, and some are even going to Baja California. I mean, they're going all over the place. They're abandoning ship in Israel. But I think actually Israel itself is scheduled to be genocided by the Zionists. They want that land, but they don't want the Israelis there. They want to get rid of – they want to keep some of the Israelis as a skeleton crew, but they want to get rid of a lot of them, especially a lot of the Orthodox Jews. They hate those guys.
That's right. There's a big war in Israel by the modern Zionists, even against the Orthodox. That's why the caricatures of corrupt Zionists as Orthodox Jews isn't even accurate. But pulling back from this, absolutely, Ukraine's blowing up all the pipelines. The CIA already blew up the Nord Stream. That's causing massive trouble in Europe. Already fertilizer's not been coming out of Ukraine for a few years. If they get the Straits of Malacca, that's even more trade goes through there than what goes through the Strait of Hormuz. This is all heating up right now. And I agree with you. Trump doesn't even know this was designed to kill his recovery. He doesn't even know that Netanyahu openly got him to do this because the U.S. bringing us down is an even bigger target than Iran. And you say Trump doesn't matter. I know he's been close to just pulling out and ending this, but then he always doubles down. Is that because he's compromised?
I think he's just part of the game. He's part of the kayfabe, right? And also, I think you may end up seeing a war between Argentina and Brazil as part of this as well. When you want to put China into famine, you need to do a few things. One would be cut them off from Brazil, which that would include mitigating. That would, you know, if you got a war going with Brazil, that would be helpful because of the first of all, there's a lot of food that goes to China from Brazil, so you can take control of the Panama Canal. There's a bioceanic corridor that's being built between Brazil and Paraguay and Argentina and Chile. In fact, Misako and I went over to the Argentina part about a year ago because, you know, that corridor is going to be important as well. And also the Drake Passage. I mean, there's different ways that you need to cut off. If you want to put China in famine, there are certain things you need to do. One would be to cut them off from Brazil. Obviously, U.S. food as well, because a lot of their food comes from the U.S.
And let's not forget the other big piece would be cut off the oil to Cuba that China directly works with Venezuela. Again, we're not fans of Cuba or Venezuela, but the point is all part of this larger geopolitical system to cut off the U.S., cut off Europe, and cut off China, crash the global economy. That's why Larry Fink's so happy right now. To then put the globalists in charge as the nation states collapse, just like Frank Herbert's excellent Dune, wrote like 10 books, but the trilogy is really good because he was a geopolitical expert and said this is how he saw future wars. You have the emperor who has two main rivals, are the Harkonnens and the Atreides, so he sets it up to have them kill each other. This is the oldest trick of the book.
It is. I mean, how long have you been talking about this since you were in diapers, probably? I mean, you're always talking about this. So, I mean, this is what they're doing. It's an old game, man in the middle, as Mike Adams mentioned to me earlier today, actually. Mike Adams today published he put something on X talking about how a man in the middle tried to get you and him to fight each other, right? He put it on X just like a few hours ago. And, trying to get Mike to go after you and you to go after Mike. This is just normal stuff. And the Zionists are very good at it. They've been, again, using China against us and us against China. And now keep in mind, I'm no fan of CCP. I've written 3 books about the CCP, the war that's building over time. And I've been all over China, right? I mean, they're coming too. So it's not like there's one good guy and one bad guy here. We're in a jungle. And so I think what you're going to see next, though, is you're going to see more. This is a process war. It's not an event. It's not just going to suddenly end unless they start lobbing nukes. But it's not just going to suddenly end. It's a process. It'll unfold probably over years unless somebody pulls the trigger and starts launching hydrogen bombs. Short of that, I think you're going to see billions of people will probably die one way or the other, a lot of them from famine, a lot from pandemic, and a lot from other aspects of war. So this is what they're doing. I think you're going to see maybe Danish Straits get closed. Misako and I went up there a couple months ago looking at the Danish Strait because of that reason, actually. And, of course, Panama.
Let's briefly talk about the mechanisms. We're already in a proxy war in Panama with China. Hank says, Seb, we sent down there last year to, quote, clear them out. How's that going? What are the triggers to close all these different straits, whether you're talking about Singapore, the Strait of Malacca, or all the others?
Well, I think it's easy. I mean, like Malacca is easy to close. You know, Paul Wolfowitz used to be the ambassador to Indonesia. And, you know, he took me out to dinner at different times and whatnot. He told me all kinds of stories. You know, he used to be the ambassador to Indonesia. He told me all kinds of stories about Indonesia. Indonesia is right there on the Strait of Malacca, right? And the United States has just made some nice agreements with Indonesia about overflight rights and these sorts of things. We can close that Strait of Malacca. That's why China wants to open the Kra Isthmus Canal, or let's say not necessarily a canal. It could be just a land bridge. Now, the first time I looked at that land bridge at Kra was in 2014. Al Johnson and I went down there specifically because we thought this day would come. That was 2014. And the last time I was there was about a year ago, looking at the Kra Isthmus, thinking they're going to close Malacca at some point, and the Chinese are going to have to, you know, negotiate with Thailand to open that Kra Isthmus Canal, which that canal, they've been thinking about doing that since at least maybe 1667 or so. And
sure, so how deep are we into the New World War, and what are the next moves of the bad guys?
Next moves, I think, will be famine. That's why I don't even pay attention to the day-to-day stuff. I mean, this is much bigger than, you know, if they sink an aircraft carrier, it's much bigger than that.
Let's explain. It's not like you're saying this, you predicted years ago, it's here. In the growing season, we have over 50 days now, 60 plus of the war, of the strait basically closed. Just that alone, massive fertilizer shortages all across the world, including the United States. That bakes in guaranteed crises next year or next fall.
Yep, there it is. I mean, just as we've been warning, you know, like I said, like 4 or 5 years ago, I flew over to Thailand to talk with the next prime minister. Abhisit is his name. I wrote the last few pages of his book. The name of the book is The Simple Truth. And I flew in from Europe to tell him if we close this, if the Strait of Hormuz closes and the Turkish Straits closes and a few other things, Thailand itself could be put into famine, right? And of course, all the Thais that I speak with, I've been all over Thailand. I've been to every province. Thailand is extremely important. Thailand is the hyphen in Indo-Pacific security. But I said, like, Thailand can go into famine, much less if we see Pakistan, India, Bangladesh go into famine.
Famine means war. Once in all actuaries and societal studies, once a country, any country, no matter Asian, black, white, doesn't matter, once 50% of a person's paycheck goes to food and energy, you get unrest. At 60, you get civil war and war. And we're already approaching.
Yeah. Countries don't usually, governments don't generally survive famines. You know, you see the Hungry 40s and the 1840s in Europe. You know, the governments generally don't survive a famine. There's cases where they do. But in this case, this will be the biggest famine humankind has ever seen in recorded history. If there was ever a bigger famine, then it was before any of the books I've ever seen. So, I mean, this is set to keep in mind. Famines tend to grow like wars. They grow like fires. So they tend to actually grow, especially the type of famine that we're going in now. There's different types of famine. This is what I call a slow famine. It's a slow famine. You kind of slowly drift into it. Those tend to be the worst kind.
And for middle class, it's just bad inflation and you use up your resources. But then for the working class and the poor, then crime explodes, then confidence is lost, and then rioting begins, and then that leads into war.
Right. In the slow famines, for instance, in this case, as the people can't afford food, they're going to start to steal it, of course. And some people eat their neighbor, Alex. Great song. I shouldn't laugh at that, but here you go. But they'll start stealing from farms. They'll start super gleaning. They'll start stealing from warehouses and from trains and boats.
Isn't South Africa a perfect example of a slow famine? Destroyed now, collapsing, and it's been going on for a decade now, accelerating.
Right. And so it'll accelerate. And then the thing is as they start stealing from the farmers don't plant. Well, in this case, the fertilizer is not going to be there anyway. So, but even if the fertilizer were there and the famine started for some other reason, then on that second season, that's why these slow famines can take, look at the 1840, 1845 to roughly 1854 famine in Ireland. That famine didn't reach its peak until several years into the famine, right? That was a slow famine. And the British took advantage of that and, you know, cut off their ports and that sort of thing. So, I mean, but, the initial spark was said to be that fungus that got
potato
into
blight.
Potatoes, the black, yeah, the black potatoes.
So expanding 100%, because BlackRock admits this, they're bragging. Larry Fink looked like he was dying a year ago. Now he's on cloud nine. He says, this is great for the Great Reset. This will teach us to have a reset, teach us to have less. This is going to go on now, he said, for decades. It's already bad. If it continues a few more months, well, let's talk about Iran. I mean, the Iranians' back's against the wall. All they've got is closing the strait. We know they militarily can keep it closed. Trump doesn't understand that, so send ships in to get hit. How long do you see this going? It seems it goes from bad to worse.
It's meant to go worse. I don't see. That's why I'm not paying attention to any peace talks. That's just nonsense. I mean, there's no peace talks. Mao would call this ta-ta, tan-tan, right? Ta-ta, tan-tan means fight, 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 talk, talk. That's what this is. Everybody sends me these messages all the time. You know, some of them are people that you and I both know. And I'm like, why are you sending me messages about peace talks? It's ridiculous. You're wasting your brain cycles. This is going to be famine. You need to look at the very large picture. We're talking destroying many, many countries. The governments are going to be gone, right? And it's just a matter of time. This war was not designed to be talked out of. There's no chance of talking out of this war.
Well, let's quantify that. I was the first to say, before it even began, this will be COVID 2.0 designed to kill the global recovery. Trump walked right into this like he did COVID, very foolish. I don't think he was actually in on it. I'm not defending him. He literally, I know people inside is throwing fits for months, saying, open the damn strait. Susie Wiles saying, in the war. But Netanyahu's got dirt on him or whatever it is by the short hair, so he won't stop. I just wonder if Trump will continue to be Netanyahu's slave in this, because now they're confirming the ship was attacked. They were denying it. Why did Trump say 30 times we won the war, including Friday, to then say, no, we didn't win the war? I mean, who is getting him to talk like this?
Well, in the kayfabe, he's just a distraction. While people talk about Trump, you know, this thing builds. This is clearly, likewise here in Japan. I mean, the things are picking up here in Japan as well. But Trump is part of the act. He's just an actor on the stage. I mean, he's part of the war machine. That guy pushed the death jab. He still sticks with it. That's a genocidal weapon. And so this is a follow-up on that. The famines that are coming, which I've been warning just almost daily about for 6 years. I mean, the famines they're going to be severe. I mean, keep in mind, it's taken years to set conditions for this, Alex.
Well, I got to tell you, you said a week and a half ago that you were sure that was staged at the event center there for the White House press correspondents. And I wasn't sure until they released new HD footage of him literally with a gun in front of the canine unit. The guy sees him with the gun, goes in the room, lets him run out with the gun. Now I guess that looks like a drill or something, because there now are cops standing around seeing him with a gun doing nothing and just standing there. Or they're just complete cowards. I mean, have you seen that footage?
I didn't see that, but I'll tell you what I did see is a bunch of people hit me with links, and they're like, did you see this? And I look at it. I watched the Trump thing for about 15 seconds, maybe maximum a minute, and I'm like, then I put on X, that's fake, and I went back to my books. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm not going to waste brain cycles on it. I mean, it's another stage act, like the whole ear thing and all these ridiculous things going on. October 7th in Israel, obviously huge numbers of people were killed, but that was also staged. I mean, as you know, look at this. I mean, how's this guy run through there?
Yeah, we've got a blown up HD version if they can find it, even in that wide shot one. He goes in this room, and the guy with the canine unit goes in the room, and then steps out, and he's got a gun, or the guy froze. Either way, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and he went through there like a linebacker. That's some security there, huh? I mean, you can't make up this stuff. That's why, again, I'm not even wasting brain cycles on it. There's too much. I mean, they're going when you get look down from the grand strategic level, this is a waste of time to even think about this stuff.
Well, by the way, we had a woman. Let me just stop you. Back that up again. Do a little bit more with this, because I didn't mean to get into this yet, but I already did it. There were multiple witnesses that were up against the wall that you can't see right past them who described it perfectly. that he crouches down in a doorway, pulls out a gun, assembles it, and then runs out. Well, we see that, and the K-9 guy goes in, he turns around, and then he just decides to leave and let him go do this. I mean, no cops I know would have instantly blasted him. So did he say, I'm Officer such-and-such, or give him the code word for a drill, or what is this? Because this is insane.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see the whole thing is insane. It's just part of the act. It's a distraction. It's a distraction from what's going on. You know, it's like a TV guide they pull out. Okay, and now we have another fake assassination thing, and people pay attention to that for a while, and that buys us another, you know, 10 days or
20 days. So let's be clear. He has an assembled, I agree, back it up again. He has an assembled gun right in front of the cop. The cop goes, okay, turns and walks away, and he runs out with it. He's looking at him. He has the gun assembled. He comes out with his assembled gun. The cop just walks off.
Can't make up this stuff, Alex. I mean, it's Hollywood. And, you know, maybe it was a glitch in their Hollywood stage there. I mean, it's clearly Hollywood going on. That's all it is. I mean, it's fake. It's just fake.
Can you do a little bit more time on big picture? I know I keep going back to Trump. You say forget Trump. Well, if Israel is controlling Trump, which is on record now, what do we do to put pressure on his administration to stop? You're just saying you think it's a foregone conclusion. It's a disaster. And so just get ready for what's coming, the bad stuff. I'm not saying you're wrong. Stay there. Do a few more minutes with us. We got to go to break. All right, folks. Obviously, you'd think with all we've gone through and all the things that are going on, I'd be doing fundraising. I'm plugging less than ever because I'm so obsessed with the news. That means I need you to listen when I plug because I need your support. The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigley does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue. Hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Plus, the supplements really work. I would only sell you something that works really great so you want to get it again and again. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies of the strongest methylene blue out there. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. We already have the strongest. So be careful when you get one. I'd cut it in half when you first take this gummy or just swallow it because it tastes a little bit like mint, but methylene blue is, you know, not a great taste, but that doesn't matter. I'll just put it under my tongue. But that's the thing about these gummies. You suck it in your mouth, under your tongue, you get incredible absorption, way better than the gut. So if you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile, but it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And they've sold out of the daggers there, but they held some back at realalexjones.com, but they're selling out. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com and the link alexjonesapp.com for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.